Today in Faith Matters, I want to talk about a little three-word sentence, which actually is the title of his book, one of his books, from Hans Urs von Balthasar. Truth is symphonic. That's an extremely rich concept. I want to speak about one aspect of it only. You notice that when you have truth, you have something that fits beautifully with the rest of reality. Whereas when you have error, you're out of kilter. You're not in touch, because truth is being in touch with reality. And truth is symphonic, meaning that since all of reality fits together, a person who has truth will find that everything does link, and beautifully link, with everything else. Why does he say symphonic? Very good example, symphony concert. Suppose in this symphony orchestra of 100 pieces, you've got one violinist who says, I pay no attention to the score of Beethoven, and I'm not going to pay any attention to the director, the conductor of this symphony concert. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to interpret the score and hang with the director who tells me what it's supposed to mean here. You see, I know better. And so I'm going to play my violin according as I judge and make up my mind to play my violin. Of course, he ruins the concert, because truth is symphonic. If you've got the truth, it all fits together beautifully. This is one of the chief faults with dissent in the church. The Lord wrote the score, that is, he proclaimed the word, he established the church to present it in his name, the conductor, if you like. And once we accept the whole package, we have got a most beautiful concert going. Matter of fact, one of the images St. John of the Cross uses about creation, he calls it a symphonic concert. And it is that. And the supernatural order is also even far greater than the beauties of creation. Let me just mention a few I jotted down rapidly. How everything fits together. As a matter of fact, I've been studying theology all my adult life, and the more I study it, the more I see it all fits into a gorgeous concert. It all makes beauty. For example, we talked about in some other spot our thirst and need for infinity, how that fits deeply and beautifully a deep prayer life, which fits beautifully with a total love for God, which fits beautifully with our love for one another and really being something toward one another, which fits so well also with our need to be rid of our idols, our selfish attachments to things. It all just makes one gorgeous whole. And the saints and the Lord's incarnation and resurrection and our eternal destiny, the eternal ecstasy of heaven, it all makes a gorgeous concert, fits together magnificently. And all of it fits our needs.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Dubé for his series,